From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and this is Step. Step is a decades-old tradition in black fraternities and sororities. It's part military drill, part tap dance, and it now has a heavy dose of hip-hop and a dash of attitude. This is not a case where performers dance to the music, they create their own. Stomping feet, clapping hands, and slapping palms against chests, arms, and legs. There was a time when these sounds and moves were only heard on college campuses or at black fraternity and sorority reunions, but Step is growing in sophistication and reach. You can spot its influence in music videos and Broadway stage productions, and in the nation's capital, a dance troupe called Step Africa is taking the art form in new directions. We caught up with Step Africa at a rehearsal in D.C.'s historic Lincoln Theater, a gilded auditorium where greats like Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway once graced the stage. The hall buzzes with restless energy. There are about 20 dancers, men and women, all of them black, most in their 20s or early 30s. And you won't find leotards or leg warmers here. The clothes are baggy and the mood is loose as dancers kid each other and show off their moves. The dancers all mastered Step while in high school or college, and they know the precision of the drills requires constant practice and strict discipline.
All right, so shoes, 10 minutes.
When it's time to get down to work, they pull off their Timberlands and tennis shoes and replace them with Oxfords, leather-soled banker shoes that pop and click against the wooden floor. As the group prepares to run through one of their numbers, Step Africa's leader and founder, Brian Williams, describes the basic formation of a step routine.
Okay, you have four lines here. Four lines of, let's say, of two people each for an eight-person step team. And each line will have a chance in the step to showcase his own style. That's the foundation of stepping right there.
The four lines stand at attention, arms straight by their sides, waiting for the step master to call them into action. Feet start flying in rapid precision, and as the arms wave and punch and slash through the air, Williams gives us a bit of play-by-play.
So they started together, and now they break into the train, which is a common step style. And here, what they're trying to do is showcase how tight as a team they are, until one individual breaks off into his own personal style or rhythm.
Williams is a second-generation stepper. The tradition began in the early 1900s, and he recites its history with reverence.
We know that it's first started as mostly men gathering to sing songs. Then they started to add very basic movements. I'm talking about one, two-step to the side, you know. And they began to march in a line. Many people noticed that stepping increased on college campuses after black men returned from World War II and Vietnam also. You started to see not only men singing in song, moving around in a circle, but they began to line up in very strict military-looking lines.
When Williams was on a fellowship in South Africa, he discovered what he considers the deeper soul of step. The style, he found, is not unique to America.
I was driving down the street, and I saw a little boy on the side of the street doing some movements that I thought looked just like stepping. And I was in the car, and I turned around like, what was that?
What he saw was South Africa's traditional gumboot dance. It looks and sounds a lot like step, and it gave Williams an idea. Bring black Americans to Africa to show off their step routines, and bring Africans here to display their dances. Africans like Lesola Maeni. He's a specialist in the gumboot dance, which is done wearing oversized rubber boots, galoshes. Maeni says the gumboot dance probably originated with diamond miners outside Johannesburg. After hours and hours in the mines, their big rubber boots would fill up with water and sweat.
Yeah, they're really hot. You know, like I said, probably that's how, you know, like they came up with those rhythms, you know. Oh, something, there's a sound, you know, that comes out here. Let's see what we can do with this, you know. And then starting to like play around and then come up with like all these fascinating rhythms.
Those driving beats and that dizzying syncopation, indeed the ability to turn the entire body into a percussive instrument, is what lured Maeni and Step Africa's founder Brian Williams into the world of step and dance in general. And the two have found new ways to combine Africa's gumboot dance with the African-American custom of step. Together they've choreographed a cross-cultural form of percussive dance that is new and yet deeply rooted in old traditions.
A lot of people want to easily tie step into the continent of Africa by saying that maybe we imitated this tradition from Africa. What we like to say at Step Africa is that stepping is more about how African Americans expressed their Africanness at times when even they weren't very closely connected to the continent, nor celebrated those traditions. So what it shows us is that when black men and women gathered on college campuses and formed these groups, they chose to express themselves through song and percussive dance and movement, much like many cultures in Africa do today and have done traditionally.
That blend of African and African-American tradition is at the heart of Step Africa's explosive performances. But Williams hopes for more. He knows most Americans have never heard of step, and he dreams of the day when it might attain a certain cultural legitimacy, much like contemporary or jazz dance. Since 1996, Step Africa has been chasing that dream, touring the country and traveling throughout the continent of Africa. But beyond performance, Williams said his greatest goal is to help different cultures find common ground through step.
We have this new production called Soulmates that links stepping to Appalachian clogging and Irish step dancing. So once again, it's hands and feet. Only so many things you can do. So we're exploring the links between those two cultures, and we found a lot of similarities between the dances, and therefore that breaks the barriers between the people.
So it's really not just a dance ensemble, it's a cultural exchange program.
First and foremost, cultural exchange is actually more important. I'd be more upset if we didn't create friendships with people than if we had standing ovations. I like both, but it's more important that we create friendships and relationships with people through the exchange of dance.
Brian Williams, founder and director of Step Africa. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.